This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Go to harrys.com/cag to claim your shave set trial offer. Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 568. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. As always, you're joined by the man who you love to hate and who hates Red Dead Redemption, Wombat.
I like that game, though.
I know.
I played like a billion hours of it, it feels like.
I know. I'm going to explain all of the... There's a lot of feedback about Wombat's discussion, Wombat's opinions on Red Dead Redemption 2, and I put them on the show.
He hated on that game so hard that a person like me who doesn't like that game like just stayed silent the whole time because I felt bad that the game was just...
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what it was last week. I was like, I don't need to talk about this game because Wombat's doing enough for me, and I don't need to take this.
Except when you yelled out that it sucked.
Well, but that was very succinct.
I know. I mean, and funny.
Well,
I laughed a lot.
Right. Wombat
that show together.
Put it in a lot of words, the same sentiment.
Right.
But I like the game.
Uh-huh.
I know. We're going to talk about it in a second. Okay. Hold on. We're going to get to that, Wombat. See, Wombat was busy tonight. He had to go to the parent-teacher conferences
and find out what monsters my children are.
So
apparently they're both a day away from expulsion.
No, that's not true.
That is not even remotely true.
But Wombat asked me to put together the show feedback because he was coming home late, and I don't know. Did you read the show feedback?
I
saw you replied once.
Yes, and I read it just now too while you were setting up. I read it all again. So
okay.
Yeah.
I actually have the answer to that. I want to read the first one if you don't mind.
Go for it. I applaud your ambition.
Yeah, yeah. It's also long, and I feel like I could read it faster.
Go for it.
But I also want to, before we get into this, there was a lot of Halloween feedback as well, mostly about, I don't know, Wombat and I were sort of shocked that Shipwreck had these strict...
And I was shocked to see the feedback where so many other people have the same time thing, where it's 6 to 8.
Well, some people were
saying...
It's
not all about those East Coast elite.
Coastal elites. I think it was more that some people wrote in and said like, oh, that's like a reasonable time to do it, 6 to 8. That's not what I was surprised about. It was surprised that it was like set. That was, those hours were set in stone. Those were published they were in print. That's what was surprising to me. Not that it was unreasonable to have it between the hours of 6 and 8.
And
is that everybody
I would
knew.
I would love it if it was set in stone and
yeah
6 to 8. And here it's so loosey-goosey, it's like
exactly.
Oh yeah, we're getting ready around blah blah blah. I'm like, this stinks.
No, totally. I mean, I'm in the car drive, like we actually drive like a little bit further into town to go to the, there's like a good trick-or-treating spot, and we're in the car driving over there, and I'm thinking, is it too early? I don't know what time. I know last year most of the candy was gone. I mean, not that it matters, so much fucking candy. But anyway, so yeah, it would have been nice to have those, not guidelines, but hard and fast rules. We got to get that going on Long Island, Wombat.
Yeah.
We could start I'd rather them fix the potholes, to be honest.
Yeah, there's two potholes on the end of my block. I should call Domino's.
You have to like do a whole thing though, right? It's not like they're just going to come and fix it.
I don't think they... No, I'm sure there's like a process.
It's probably
I was also joking, but you know.
Or you were just hungry. It just made you hungry driving over the potholes.
I want pizza.
you're probably not calling Domino's though.
No, I'm not calling Domino's.
I had some Chuck E. Cheese pizza this weekend.
People like Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Oh, it can't be good.
It's just like New York pizza, I think. It's on the same level.
No. First of all,
I mean, that's the argument, right?
No. I mean, I know you're joking.
Chuck E. Cheese and New York pizza?
I don't know. I don't think I could trust anybody's opinion on pizza unless they're... I know this is going to sound so snobby, but unless you're from New York...
Oh, come on.
Or what else? What are the coastal elite cities could I name?
I like Chicago pizza.
I mean, Chicago pizza.
It's not
yes,
the same
yes.
thing, but I like Chicago pizza. I have nothing. I'm not as snobby as you.
Pizza's fine everywhere.
No, pizza. Rochester, New York did not have good pizza when I was there in college.
And Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania also does not have good pizza.
Maybe now they do, though. That was a long time ago.
It is a long time ago. It could be fine now. I will say the pizza that I had on Sunday was quite excellent. From Sotto Sopra Pizza.
Stop plugging that place. What do you expect they're going
to
do?
I think they're going to drive up to my house and give me a pizza. No, it's all right. It's not that expensive. I could get my own pizza.
All right. Better.
So the Chuck E. Cheese I went to was one of the ones that like reskinned some of the Rock-a-Fire explosion.
Yeah.
I have so many questions about that.
It's so weird. They took the gorilla. I don't remember his name, but he's like the main guy at the keyboards.
Yeah,
from Showbiz. And they basically just like reskinned over top of him, like with this purple fabric. So he kind of has like a grimace look now.
Mm-hmm.
He's called Mr. Munch.
Got to get you hungry for that Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
Right.
I feel like there's something wrong about that.
Well,
Mr. Munch.
He is also plastered on the machines that like eat your tickets at the end to count your tickets.
Oh, synergy.
Yes. But they didn't fire them up though. Like none of the animatronics were ever fired up while we were there.
Oh, really? They just play the song?
They just had the song? Music playing. Like they had Chuck E. Cheese come out.
The gorilla's name was Fats Geronimo.
Yeah, that's a great name.
That's a great name.
Mm-hmm.
They look like they spent about 3 cents renovating those things.
Yeah.
When I saw from your picture. It looked like embarrassingly it's like if you gave me a $200 and said, hey, you do this yourself, that's what it's going to look like. Buy some purple fabric and cut out the eye holes. All done.
Yeah, it's...
Very disappointing.
Like, he still looked like a gorilla, kind of. Like, you could tell that there was a gorilla under there just wanting to get out.
That's wrong.
The games were pretty good in that Chuck E. Cheese, though. It was a pretty good arcade.
Haven't been in a Chuck E. Cheese in a long time.
They're not bad.
We got round one, though, now. We don't need Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, yeah, but your kid's also not five, either.
Five-year-old could enjoy round one.
It's not the same.
All right.
Yeah, no. Sabrina was totally into Chuck E. Cheese. She went through the Chuck E. Cheese phase.
Well, the games are so cheap too.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could play for hours on like $20.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, so Chuck E. Cheese still great. It's weird.
Still killing it.
It's weird though that they have. So they have they like rebranded the look of Chuck E. Cheese. Like I don't know. It's probably been a decade now. I'm guessing, because he looks like he's from the 90s.
Okay.
The new Chuck E. Cheese. But the old Chuck E. is still like up there in animatronic form. So.
But he's not moving.
Not at this one. I've been in other. So we have several Chuck E. Cheeses in Cincinnati. I've been in three different Chuck E. Cheeses over the last year.
So is it like the Chuck E. Cheese capital of the United States, Cincinnati, Ohio?
It might be.
Because I think there's only like two on all of Long Island.
There's three within, I would say, a half hour of my house.
That's a lot.
Well, I mean, half of them used to be Showbiz.
Okay.
Still.
So, I don't think we ever had Showbiz pizza here. I'm sure someone knows better than me.
No, I don't think so.
I have no recollection. Do you remember the pizza machine, Cheapy? Do you remember that place?
It sounds familiar, but it sounds like a poser to Chuck E. Cheese.
It was. It was in Oceanside.
And yeah, I don't think I fuck with Pizza Machine.
They used to show Flash Gordon on a loop.
Oh, that would be good.
Yep.
I like that. The movie, not the TV show.
No, yeah, the movie. Mm. Yes.
It's a good movie. Mm-hmm. All right, let's do the show feedback.
All right. You want
I'm going
to
read the first
one. Yes.
Yeah. So this is about, most of it was about either the Halloween stuff or Red Dead, and mostly about Wombat's take on Red Dead. Call Me Steam writes in and says, I get that Wombat did say he was enjoying Red Dead Redemption 2, but I'm trying to think if he said one positive thing about it. It was just piling on disdain. I get that you paid for the game and have a right to state your opinion, and your opinion is one of the reasons people listen to the show, but as a listener, it's really unenjoyable to only hear what you hate about every game, and even in your comments. And here, this is something you posted in the show thread, Breath of the Wild is hot garbage just isn't true. You may not enjoy it, and that's totally fine, but saying that a game is well-received as hot garbage isn't fair to fans or devs or the experience the game was trying to achieve, and for many, successfully achieved. I'm going to answer this question first, Wombat, and you tell me if I'm right.
Okay.
Okay. So Wombat's very emotional. And different factors can decide on how Wombat reacts to any given situation. It's a lot of stuff going on in Wombat's life now. You got politics, things going crazy. So once Wombat gets going on something, it's hard to like rein himself back in. So I think that's what happened with Red Dead Redemption, because I know that you like it, but Call Me Steam is right that you were very vocal about the things that you didn't like, and it seemed to really outweigh the things that you liked.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that I am always under the assumption that people already have heard people praise that game, like for the last 2 weeks, and there's been so little criticism that needed to be done.
But you didn't. How many gaming podcasts have you listened to?
I don't listen to any.
I know. So you don't really know.
No, I just made the assumption.
Right.
Looking at those crazy reviews, and also based on the reaction that I got on Twitter when I made, literally, I have one complaint about the entire game, although it is kind of janky. But other than that,
right?
I mean, you know better than anyone that it could be a little janky. But
I do have fun. Those janky moments are pretty funny, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Don't get me wrong. They are. I had a moment. I was playing over the weekend, and I had actually just killed my first crocodile. I think it's crocodile, alligator. Doesn't matter.
Probably an alligator, I'm guessing.
Huh. Yeah. Alligator?
I would assume you're in North America, right?
Yeah, it's true. There are no crocodiles in North America? I thought there were. I don't know. Doesn't matter. Put it on my horse, and I'm riding, and I came across a guy who's like, I'm sick, I need to be taken to the doctor. And I'm like, all right, fine. And I put the guy in the back of my horse. The yellow line comes up, takes me right to the doctor. I take the guy off the horse. I walk into the doctor's office. The doctor, for whatever reason, isn't there. It's the middle of the day. The door was open. The store was completely empty. And I'm running around holding this guy who's dying.
He's taking a shit.
Huh? And then he dies while I'm holding him. And I'm like, okay, well, this is stupid. So I walk out of the pharmacy and I drop him. And I got arrested for murder.
Wild Wild West.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's not what was supposed to happen in this situation. And I had to take my alligator skin off the... off my horse to put the guy on my horse. So I'm out of skin. I rode all in the opposite direction of where I planned to go.
See, you're complaining about the game again. He just said, Call Me Steam's whole point was that you only talk about the things that you don't like.
And yet I still keep playing the game.
And was I right? Was I right when I said that you can be emotional and that can affect how you...
Sure, why not?
What's going on? I mean, that's not crazy to say that, right?
No. But okay. It's a great game to look at. It's when you're in it, like, and you're doing stuff, it's a lot of fun.
Right.
It's just, you know, I don't think it's, I think part of it is also when I see something get so heavily praised and I don't know if it's necessarily as justified as it seems to be.
Right.
You know, it's not that it's not great, and it is definitely, you know, graphically an achievement, but I you know.
Shipwreck, you haven't played anymore. I know we're still doing the show feedback, but...
It's good. It's a very good game.
Ship, you haven't played it, right?
No, I'm reading about crocodiles.
Are there any in North America, or am I a crazy person? I have no problem being wrong about that, by the way.
No, there are some American crocodiles, but not many, it seems like.
Okay.
So yes, there's some.
It's just not likely.
I it could be a crocodile. I don't know.
American crocodiles.
Did you check? Yeah. Did you check to see whether its teeth were on the outside of its mouth or on the inside?
Isn't it? I thought it was the snout that you could tell the difference. Is it the rounded snout is an alligator and the more pointy snout is a crocodile? Is that the difference?
Yeah. I think it's also in the teeth, though. I think the crocodile teeth, like, are on, like, when they close their mouth,
you know,
you can still
the
see
the other
teeth.
Way to know is you ask them and say, excuse me, are you a crocodile or an alligator? You know, they have to tell you by law.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I have not played any more Red Dead. It's actually prevented me from playing other games because when I sit down, I think, oh, I should probably play Red Dead. That's the thing that I should be playing. And then I go, maybe I'll just sit here instead.
Right. Stare at the wall.
Right.
I'll be honest. I also took like a 3-day break. Like I played a good amount on Saturday and Sunday morning. And then after Sunday morning, I was like, I think I'm just going to take a break for a while.
Right.
I'll get back to it.
I was thinking about, you know, you talking before about how the reviews were pretty much, you know, a lot of all nines and tens, of course. So it got me wondering about how they reviewed a game so big and got everything done in time to write the review. And I wonder how long they had with the game, because the game is so huge. Even if they had 2 weeks, which seems like a long time, still, that's like you're putting in like several hours a day. And I don't know. Like you have to, and then like if you're jamming in a lot of gameplay every day, like something that most regular gamers wouldn't be doing, you have to, as a reviewer, you're trying to, you know, now you have to process it and say, okay, now what if I played this as like a regular player, you know, while they're writing their review? It seems like difficult task, and it seems like I appreciate their sacrifice because I wouldn't want to have to do that.
No, me neither. Yeah, I don't know. It's fine. Breath of the Wild is still hot garbage, but Red Dead Redemption 2 is fine. What's funny is it's like, come on, get a sense of humor. No, I don't think Breath of the Wild is hot garbage. That was clearly a joke. I'm sorry you don't understand jokes.
Hyperbole.
I can't make you understand jokes. Don't take
you hated
everything.
That game as well, so it wasn't. It's not really so much a joke,
right?
I think calling it hot garbage, I think, is pretty much implied that I was, you know, just being
you exaggerating.
Jerk. Yeah, being a jerk.
Just barely, based upon your opinion, I would think. I like Breath of the Wild.
I know, yes. You do. Cheapy and I are not such big fans.
I didn't think it was hot garbage.
It never clicked. It never clicked for me the way it clicked for, I don't know, way too many people. I still don't, like, I literally just don't understand the appeal, but.
Well, I don't understand the appeal of this game, so
that's
fine.
True. So I guess we're even.
I guess, but it seems like you hate this game too.
I don't hate this game. It's perfectly gameable.
No, that's not really much. You're saying you liked it, like, briefly in your defense of your people saying you hated it.
I like it a lot. I'm not trying to think how many hours I've sunk into the game because I feel like it's been a billion.
Now it's just gameable.
So,
Like on a scale of 7 to 8, where would you rate this game?
I would give it a solid, oh, let's see, 8.5 out of 10.
No, I mean on a scale of 7 to 8.
Oh, on a scale, you should have been more specific. On a scale of 7 to 8, I would give it a 7.2.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
But then again, some people wrote in and they said that they agreed with you in one form or another. Donkin wrote in and said, I agree on video game stories generally being terrible. I love Halo, but have never cared about the story. It seems very generic sci-fi story-wise, but it's an incredible game. I can't think of a game where I like the story. Maybe Earthbound. I was also 10 when I played it, and I hadn't read many books yet. Books are great if you want a good story. I like that. I laughed out loud when I read that for the first time.
Good call. I was thinking about this a little bit more, and the Uncharted games are pretty good story wise.
Yes, especially the last one.
Are they though, or is it more about the game itself?
Nope. It's less about the game. It's less about the game itself.
Yeah, the game isn't, you know.
Maybe it's a personal preference thing, but I prefer games where the game tells the story and not the story trying to tell the game. Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know. I think Uncharted is successful because it does pretty much everything great. And when you combine, well, not some things it does better than others, but when you combine it all together, it's a fantastic package. Maybe the gunplay isn't that exciting in Uncharted, but the graphics are amazing and the story is also very good most of the time. So we put that together, you have a fantastic package. I don't know what we're talking about.
Me neither. Packages. Fantastic packages.
Right. I think the idea is...
I think it's still more the exception than the rule.
Yes. Like Duncan says, if you want a good story, books are great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I've got the Alan Wake book right here in front of me.
See? And lastly, Grossbard writes in and says, I completely agreed with literally everything Wombat said this episode.
Hooray!
You might have been just trolling everybody in the thread, but I still read your post, so it was a successful troll. Congratulations.
So.
Mm-hmm. Let's do some Watch This Bitches.
Sure.
Have you been taking my advice and been fast-forwarding through the boring parts of Daredevil?
I started episode 3, actually, today. I'm almost done with it.
Okay.
I just did.
You been fast-forwarding, though?
I didn't, because I was on the train, but... So I was,
that's even actually, easier to fast
and
forward.
And actually, on the episode 3, there wasn't, at least what I've seen so far, didn't have that much filler. It's a lot of Kingpin in that episode.
Okay, that's good.
A lot of imaginary Kingpin in that episode.
It adds a whole new dimension to watching that TV show, because mm-hmm. now it's not just about watching the TV show. Now you're editing in real time, and you don't have all the information. So you're trying to make the right moves, but you're not really sure. And now Mrs. Cheapy and I are watching Daredevil, and like she'll look over to me, and I'm like, all right, that's the signal. I should be fast forwarding now.
And you're probably right. Like I could have totally skipped sad Foggy on the couch. I could have skipped that.
Yes. Yeah. You can. I think you can skip. I mean, no offense to Foggy, but I think you can skip a lot of his scenes.
Yeah. Same thing with even Karen Page at awkward dinner. Yeah, I can skip it. I already know that Wilson Fisk is back in his apartment. I don't need a scene later where Karen Page finds out that Wilson Fisk is already at his apartment. Unless you were going to do that as the reveal to us that he was
right. Don't do it twice is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like you don't need to do it twice.
Well, Gay Punk writes in and says, I only watched Daredevil and Punisher for Karen Page's feelings. So there you go.
Good for you. Did you know that the actress that plays Karen Page, her boyfriend in real life is blind?
I did not know that.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that is interesting.
That is interesting. I don't know.
What else we have here in Watch This Bitches?
Yesterday there was no school and I was home with Elliot and I'm like, let's watch a movie because it was gross. It was raining all day. And I went on Amazon Prime, and they just added UHF, the Weird Al masterpiece, UHF.
How does that hold up?
It holds up.
Hmm.
I mean, for a 7-year-old, it totally holds up.
Okay, that's good.
He laughed. He laughed a lot. It was fun to watch it with him.
Yeah, nice.
I recommend you could, maybe Ty might like that.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you can have Amazon Prime, and yeah.
Yeah, I could prime him to go to a Weird Al concert sometime.
It would be funny, though, because he knew when something was a parody, but he wouldn't know the reference. So he would ask me, like, what is this a reference to?
Right.
You know, he's seen Raiders of the Lost Ark, so he got that. But he doesn't know who Rambo is. Right. And he doesn't know what the Money for Nothing video is.
No, he wouldn't.
No, so I had to, like, explain those. But Emo Phillips cutting off his thumb... It's very funny to a 7-year-old.
I guess. All right.
So, mm-hmm.
What else?
I watched a documentary. It's called, it's Tricky Dick Meets the Man in Black. It's on Netflix. Okay. It's a Netflix original documentary. It's about when Johnny Cash performed for Richard Nixon.
I could be interested in watching that.
It was interesting. I mean, it's a combination about music and politics, and Johnny Cash's politics and how his politics changed and what he learned about politicians, and you know, because Johnny Cash was for the most part a Republican. But maybe he wasn't a Republican. Like, he was conflicted with his own political beliefs, I guess.
Well, he was high all the time.
Oh, there was that too. So
I like that movie. I like the Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah, Walk the Line.
That's how I knew about Johnny Cash. I didn't know anything about him. But I really liked his music, and I started listening to it after I saw the movie.
The Wrong Kid Died. Did you ever see Dewey Cox, Walk Hard?
Would you call me?
Dewey Cox.
No.
You never saw Walk Hard? I think that's on Netflix. You should watch Walk. That's a funny. That's easily one of the funniest movies of the last decade.
Have you watched Cobra Kai yet?
No, but you should watch Walk Hard. Is a cinematic classic.
Okay.
Classic.
I'll get on it.
Yes. The Wrong Kid.
Is that it for Watch This Bitches?
I think so. I'm trying to think of anything else I watched.
I watched the first half hour of the Assassin's Creed movie.
Why?
I was thinking maybe I should play Red Dead, and I went,
right.
I haven't watched that Assassin's Creed movie yet.
Right. This is important. I could talk about it on the CADcast.
Do you own the Assassin's Creed movie?
Yes.
I'm even more puzzled now. Why?
Because it was like, it was $10, and Walmart had those Deadpool covers.
Oh, yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah, those are funny.
Yep. Got me.
Are you going to see the Deadpool PG-13 version?
No.
No. Yeah, no, I'm good on that. Assassin's Creed, the first half hour. I don't know. It's pretty loyal to the game.
When does the Animus come in? Does it start in the Animus?
Pretty early. No, it starts like with Benedict Cumberbatch, which I think that's probably a name of a character in Assassin's Creed to begin with.
I thought it was Michael Fassbender.
Oh, it was. I get those two confused all the time. Oh,
okay. Yeah, I'm like, so wait, Benedict right Cumberbatch in this movie?
Yeah, Michael Fassbender was playing Benedict Cumberbatch, his ancestor.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure those guys they share the same DNA.
So Doctor Strange is playing Magneto, and
I would do horrible at a quiz of which one of those guys was in which
Fassbender movie. Or Cumberbatch. That sounds like an SNL sketch.
The Animus is pretty early on. It starts with him, like, whoever the actor is in this. It starts with him as a kid. And he kind of finds out that his parents are assassin people. And then,
does he learn the creed?
No, it doesn't. It like jumps to like he's in jail or something grown up.
And do they play Can You Take Me Higher?
Maybe. They might. I don't remember.
I feel like you should have just played a half hour of Red Dead.
I don't think I would have got anywhere is the problem. One of my biggest fears with this game is like, oh, I have 45 minutes before I'm exhausted. I don't know that I'm going to be able to get anything done.
No, you can. Of course you can. For sure. And you can save like a camp, I think. Do you save at the campfire? I don't know what's going on sometimes in that game. Mm-hmm. Anyway, some Read This Bitches. I got a new book called The Game Console.
I saw your thing. How is it?
Yeah, it's a little small to really be calling it a coffee table book, but man, I guess it qualifies. It's basically an encyclopedia, a photographic encyclopedia of video game consoles. Each console gets a really nice shot. Like this, the author, what's his name? Evan Amos took his own photographs of every console that's in the book. And it goes It's called From Atari to Xbox, so I guess it goes from Atari. It goes even before Atari, obviously. But it's cool. I mean, it's got Bally Arcade in there. It's got pretty much everything in there. I think you would like it, Shipwreck.
I probably would.
But you have almost all these consoles.
I have. Yeah, I can turn to my right and see most of
those. Most, but they actually have a lot that you don't have, I'm sure. Ouya? There's a lot. They have a lot. Ouya. I don't know that the Ouya is in there. They have a, like the old Pong machines and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. It's very cool. I like shit like that.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. I like video game consoles.
Yes. I'm trying to think if there's any new Black Friday news since the last time. Nothing major. None of the other ads seem to have leaked yet. I did get an email from Walmart, though, like telling me not to leak the ads, basically. I think it's basically said, like, letting you know we have, like, a lot of attorneys and definitely shouldn't be posting any ads. Let us know if you see the ad anywhere.
Thanks, guys.
Yep, we have attorneys. And we're Walmart. Did we mention we're Walmart? And we have attorneys? Before we do the new releases, how about a little message from our friends at Harry's?
I love Harry's.
How about that, Wombat?
I think that's great.
Of course, everybody knows Harry's was founded by two guys, Jeff and Andy, who are fed up with paying high prices for razors at the drugstore. They were so sick of it, they started their own company. They got a German razor blade factory going, and now they sell the razor blades for half price direct to you over the internet. And if you don't love your Harry's shave, just let them know within 30 days, and they'll give you a full refund. I just had a phone call with Harry's last week to hear about the exciting holiday lineup. I think people are going to be excited about that. And I also learned, you know, I always talk about how much I like their other products beyond just the razor blades. I learned that there's something called a aftershave mist that they have, which I have not seen at my Target. And I was a little embarrassed that I didn't know about that information when I was on the phone call. But I heard it's good. I have to get that online.
How could it be bad? Everything Harry's makes is great. I use their bar soap. I know you like the body wash, the Shiso mm-hmm. body wash. I've been using the Fig bar soap. And I am a big fan. I've never smelled better.
Somebody actually hit me up on Twitter and thanked me for the Shiso body wash recommendation. I think they said that their daughter loved it or somebody was using it.
It's fun for the whole family. So my son likes to use my Fig soap. So.
Mm.
Yep.
And he shaves your back.
He does shave my back. My back is smoother than a baby's bottom. Thanks, Harry's.
Right. So, of course, Harry's has got a trial offer. Harry's.com/CAG. And you'll get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, the weighted ergonomic handle, the 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, the rich lathering shave gel, and of course the travel blade cover. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Make sure you go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thanks, Harry's. How about some new releases?
Sure. Why are there no big games?
Because Red Dead Redemption came out and sold 17 million copies.
It's still weird, though, like to have the first week of November and there's like nothing. There's not a single big release.
I played some of Grip.
Okay, we can talk about Grip.
Grip is on Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I downloaded that, and there's also like a one free DLC card that you could download too. But that game it's actually kind of neat. I mean, if you have Game Pass, there's no
reason.
What
kind of a racing game is it?
It's an arcade racing game.
It's the spiritual successor to Roll Cage. Isn't it the same developers?
I will take your word for it. I'm not familiar with Roll Cage.
Is this the one with like the twisty Hot Wheels like tracks?
Yeah.
Kinda, yeah. You could ride on the walls and when your car flips over, it just kinda keeps on going. And you can go up and around in the tubes kinda like a bobsled almost. Where your car can ride up on the walls. It's cool. I mean, you know, I know you have Game Pass.
I do have Game Pass. That is true.
There's really nothing stopping you from checking that game out.
No.
That is and they sent me a review code.
Right, and they also sent us review codes of it.
They didn't send me a review code. I just happened to... And I don't have a review code, and yet I'm the only one of the three of us that's played it.
See, it worked. The system works.
I think there's something wrong with the system here, but...
Well, mission accomplished.
Oh, I will play it. Mm-hmm. Just has not happened yet.
Yeah, that's what they
all
say.
Yeah, Roll Cage was great back in the day. I can't believe you guys didn't play that.
I'm sorry. I guess I missed out.
98% of Google users like that video game.
That's all right. What else we got?
Diablo 3 came out for the Switch.
I'm sure it's very good.
People seem to be very excited about that in my Twitter feed, and I'm not.
Well, you've already played the game numerous times, I'm assuming.
I think all these people have too, for the most part.
I mean, I get it. Like, I like the idea of being... I like Diablo 3 a lot. I was playing that game again recently, like, less than a month ago. So I get the appeal of being able to, like, play it on the train. I would totally be into that. I'm just not $60 into that. It's the same thing with the Skyrim on the Switch, which I also never bought. I'm interested in that concept, but not $60 interested in that concept.
Yeah, makes sense.
What about the concept of carnival games?
Well, if you're telling me that I could pay a minimum, I will only pay $50 for carnival games.
It's $40.
Then forget it. I will only pay
$50. Oh. Carnival games is back.
Nice.
Yes. So everybody's favorite series of games for the Wii.
So in other words, what you're saying is that you're a liar when you said there were no major releases coming out this
right.
week.
Right. I mean... If you wanted to be in the business of making those carnival games, I'm sure that was pretty lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a new Taiko game out. New drum game, right?
Yeah, they sent me a code for this.
Oh, did they? Did they send you a drum to go along with it?
No, I guess you use the controller. Oh, I don't know.
There's drum controllers as well.
I see. Yeah, I didn't even realize. Well, Ty had a friend over today, and they played it, and they seemed to enjoy it. But I haven't actually even looked at it because I didn't want to bother Ty and his friend while they were having a good time together. But they seemed to have a good time with Taiko no Tatsujin drum session. All right, are you ready to play Switch game or not? It's a little revised this week.
I was going to ask you if you did it. I couldn't tell by looking at the list.
Of course not. So I felt like it was too hard for you. This week, I've only... You know, I told you I used this band name generator?
Uh-huh.
This week, I have not altered any of the names from that the thing has generated. So previous times, I've tried to make them more realistic sounding. This time, they're just straight up from this random, you know, band thingy.
Okay.
So here you go. There's three of them.
Is sinking aluminum one of them?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it is. Very good. Very good.
Great.
How many are there?
Three.
There's three.
Freezing maid?
Yes, very good. Ding, 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 ding.
Impeding lad?
Very good.
Oh, right, I was just about to say that. You beat me.
So the rest of the games that are actual games,
mm-hmm.
Crick 2 Game, Nintendo Switch Edition.
Crick 2 Game. That's all one word, by the way.
Right. All one word. Intercapped. What else we got here? Fly O'Clock.
That's great. I like that.
Yeah.
Star Tide. Moonlighter.
Sky Time.
These games have terrible names.
All real
Rogue Legacy's out for the Switch. That's a good game.
It is a good game.
Oh my god, how are these games not already out for the Switch? It's still all
Transistor is now out on the Switch?
Yeah. Machinarium is now out.
Wheel of Fortune.
Right. Jeopardy.
Now with actual racist Pat Sajak comments. It's perfect.
Good. Do we know anything about this on PlayStation 4, this Shadow of Loot Box game?
I was thinking the same thing. Is that really a thing?
Yeah, I just watched the video of it.
Okay.
It's like a first-person shooter, retro graphics, and it's, I guess it's making a statement about loot boxes.
Wonderful. Good for you.
I think it's the type of game that you do not like, Wombat. You would call it pretentious, I believe. But I'm not sure. I just literally watched the video after I saw it on the list there during the show.
It's a good name. It's yeah.
Gets your attention.
Yeah. They did their homework there.
You would have thought I made it up for Switch game or not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Carnival Games came out for Xbox as well. It's on everything.
Sweet.
Heavy Burger for PC this week. There you go, Cheapy.
Yeah, but that's not a good spot to play Heavy Burger.
No.
You need it on your TV.
I'm sure it'll come. I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't they announce, didn't Johnny Turbo announce that their games were coming to PS4? I think I saw something on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's give him a call. You have his number?
If you ask him on Twitter, he'll get back to you.
Give me his phone number?
You know what? I bet if you asked him for his phone number on Twitter, he would give it to you. There is no doubt in my mind that would happen.
Okay. Should we move on to multi-platforming?
Sure.
And your Overwatch Onslaught?
Yes.
So the big news of last week, or this week, when did that happen? Over the weekend? Blizzard had BlizzCon and they announced their next Diablo game, which is a mobile game, and everybody was very mad and rude. Is that a good summary of what happened?
I think so.
Did you watch the video of the guy asking the question at the convention to the developer on stage? Is this an April Fool's joke?
No, what was the response? Wasn't it something sneaky?
I don't know. I had to turn it off. It was too gross to look at.
Yeah. And people are very angry. I mean, I guess maybe that wasn't the place to make that announcement, but I don't see anything wrong with that game existing. Is that
right? But certainly, no matter if they made a mistake, you don't have to be like an asshole about it.
I guess. I mean, I would be. An
it's
asshole
still
about
just
it,
a video game.
I would be an asshole about it, but that's my brand.
Right, Wombat would have paid for his ticket. He was there for a reason.
Would you have got up to the mic and say, is this an April Fool's joke?
No, I would never do that. No. So.
That's just, I don't like that. I get that you're disappointed, but maybe do a little introspection and think, you know, why am I getting so upset about a game that I don't even know if is any good or not? And the game that I want, you know, they're still making Diablo 4. It's not like they're not making Diablo 4. It's obviously not ready yet to be shown. And there's other people available to make other Diablo games, and they're making a mobile game, and that's going to be ready first. I mean, it's not rocket science. People are just assholes. Speaking of assholes, so a lot of people sent this story in. A YouTuber was banned from YouTube for posting a video of himself playing Red Dead Redemption 2, and in his gameplay video, there's a feminist speaking on a street corner or something.
A suffragette.
A who? Suffragette.
Suffragette, yeah.
Yep. And he...
I've come across this person.
Okay. And he murdered her and made a video of it and posted it on YouTube. And YouTube banned him.
Well, why did he murder the feminist? I told her, I support you. That did happen to me. I don't care who votes and who doesn't vote in Doom. I believe is what
he got his. Oh wait, he got his channel back. I just got an update.
Oh,
he got his channel back. They have flagged his channel. They're age restricted now, but his channel is reinstated and he's getting all his videos back. So there it is, Wombat.
Gotcha.
Hey, this is right up your alley. It's Harley Quinn and Joker news. Very relevant. Wombat. And so PUBG announced that you can buy their skins. And they're very expensive. First of all, like,
who's paying $25 for the Suicide Squad outfits for Harley Quinn and Joker? If it was like comic book outfits for Harley Quinn and Joker, maybe, or even like $25. Dark Knight. not $25. No, no one should pay $25. Like, if it
that's
was
more
like,
than the game cost.
I know.
Isn't the game $25?
I don't understand it at all. It's funny because I work by a book off, the reseller of toys and books.
It's Japanese.
Yes. There are so many Suicide Squad collectibles in there. They may as well just rename the store Suicide Squad off because right. It's really all they sell.
Well, and like, what's the synergy between PUBG and Suicide Squad, and why now?
I don't know.
There's no Suicide Squad project out now, right?
No, like, no. They're not even making a sequel to it, I don't believe, at this point.
No, I thought James Gunn was doing it.
That's going to be a reboot.
Well, sure.
It's not
but
the same.
But that's not for a while. It's not coming out now.
It's not going to have Jared Leto's Joker in it. Like, I don't think we're ever going to see Jared Leto's Joker again.
In PUBG, ooh, you will.
Exactly. For all those fans. Joker.
That makes this rare. That's why it's expensive.
I don't understand it at all. Here's a thing you don't want in a game that not that many people are really playing, at least not on... Well, this is on PC, right?
Yeah.
People are still playing it on PC.
Less people are playing than when Call of Duty came out, but...
And Fortnite hit, but you know.
Well, definitely a lot less than
Tell me the reasoning... Why Harley Quinn is $5 more than the Joker?
Because tits. She's going to be more popular.
Tits?
Yeah. More people are going to buy that. But this isn't going to be on the Xbox at all? I don't know either. Because that I could see kind of being like, do people still play this on the Xbox? I mean, I know where I'm jumping ahead. I know it's free now.
I wouldn't know.
Isn't it free now on the Xbox?
For a limited time because it's coming out on PlayStation. So Xbox is like, hey, by the way, how about free?
Yeah.
So I don't, but by the way, I wrote this on the outline because I thought it might come up. If we're talking about PUBG, do you think, I mean, we don't know what Xbox, what their agreement was, but their exclusivity agreement it probably didn't help Xbox that much. And I wonder if it helped PUBG that much. And like,
I think in the very beginning, sure. There was probably.
Do you think people are looking for PUBG now on PlayStation?
No. I think that it's. If we're talking consoles, I think people are Fortnite people.
Well, or Call of Duty has been out since also. And certainly PlayStation. Isn't PlayStation the new home of Call of Duty?
Yes, it is.
From like 3 years ago? So I don't. Yeah, I'm really curious about like how good of a deal that was for Microsoft locking down that PUBG exclusivity.
They needed something, right?
They need to do something.
Doesn't
that
happen
something.
Every time that Xbox buys exclusivity for some third party game?
I don't know.
They know the plan. They know the deal.
Yeah, it's not that. It's more about hurting the other guy than helping themselves. Isn't that really what it's all about?
No, it's helping themselves as well.
Well, I mean,
they're looking to help themselves first.
Are they, though?
Yes. If you are in the position they are,
yeah,
it's not about taking away from the other
guys.
I guess
now that they're in second place, they have to.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got to take the hits as you can. You know, you don't have a lot of, maybe you don't have a lot of options. What else we got here? We talked about Red Dead selling 17 million copies.
That's good for that. That's a lot. That's more than the original game sold.
And
Revolver
God,
or
Online
Redemption?
Comes out for that. What?
The original game Red Revolver Dead. Or Redemption?
Redemption.
Yeah. It's probably more than Revolver as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other news, Nintendo, did you read about this? We mentioned it before, but they're removing what they're calling a racist Native American animation from Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
Sure.
The Game & Watch character.
Okay.
Seems that makes sense to me.
Sure. Yeah. It doesn't change the game at all. They're just
making... You can always add him back as DLC, right?
The Featherback?
Yeah, so, give players the option to be racist.
So exactly. This is for Mr. Game & Watch?
Yeah.
Yes.
At one point he has like
a stick figure type thing.
He has a feather at one point when he does a move that can be considered to be insensitive. Like they make him look like a cartoonish like a almost like the
Chief Wahoo.
Yes, I was just about to say, what's that team that I'm thinking of? So
Cleveland Indians.
Yeah, the Cleveland Indian. So they took that out.
I just can't. I know that people love Super Smash Brothers, but I just, even with like controversy, I can't bring myself to care about it. But that's just me, apparently. I think, are we ready for the CAG bag already?
I think so. It's just, it's a quiet week. As Shipwreck mentioned, there just isn't that much going on. I mean, you know, we could, what are we going to do? Talk more about Diablo Mobile?
Yeah, no.
No.
Please, no.
Yep.
Meanwhile, all these guys are going to be playing the fuck out of Diablo Mobile.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure that they're not going to put out like some crappy ass garbage. Like, they know Diablo is a big property. It's fucking Activision. They have gajillion dollars. They're going to not just pump out some garbage. They're going to put a few dollars into it, I'm sure.
You know, it's a decent mobile game. Marvel Battle Lines, I've been playing a lot of.
That's the first CAGBAG question from Shimron.
Oh, okay.
What's everybody playing on mobile devices?
Well, I'm playing Marvel Battle Lines. It is a battery sucker, so I recommend, you know, playing it when you have Wi-Fi minimally. But it's pretty good. It's a card battling game, obviously. Actually, not obviously, but it's a card battling game. It's free to play. They're actually pretty generous with giving you new cards and good cards, like the characters you want. Like, I haven't paid a dime, and I have Iron Man and Captain America and lots of other, you know, characters of the Falcon, Winter Soldier. I have a good amount of recognizable fun characters. I also do have Foggy and Karen Page.
Is it true?
Yeah, I do.
What can they do?
It's like they do, like, I think she can, like, I don't know what she does. I don't know what they do.
She
literally
can tell
nothing.
Your feelings.
Like, you put them down to die. Like Night Nurse, I have also, but when you put her down, she'll heal one of your characters. I have Doctor Strange. And it's cool because the grid is more set up like, more like Eye of Judgment. Remember that game, Shipwreck? Eye of Judgment?
I remember Eye of Judgment. I think my icon on PS4 is still an Eye of Judgment.
Eye of Judgment icon. That was a good game. That was a really good game. It just had the AR thing was completely
just didn't work.
Yeah. Didn't need it. It was a fine card game without it. I think that game was ahead of its time for being a good card battler before card games like that were a thing. And it's that type of grid where it's like 3x4, and you want to get either 3 cards in a row or 4 cards in a row, or you could even do 3 cards in a row diagonally. And when you do that, that's when you can attack your opponent, and different cards can do different special moves. And it's just it's a good little time waster. And like I said, it's free, and I haven't had to spend any money to get decent cards. So,
Marvel Card Battle? What's it called?
Marvel Battle Lines.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing some of that Konami Picross game.
How's that?
I don't know the name of it. But it's Konami and Picross. You can probably find it. It's Picross. You're doing all these 8-bit, like Konami type Picross puzzles. So it's fine for free. It takes up time. Yeah, it's Picross. It's good. And then I play Disney Emoji Blitz because why not?
What is that, a match three or something?
It's a match three. Yep. You got to have a match three going at some point.
Well, Carl Kramer wrote in and asked us to talk about the Ghostbusters World mobile AR game. So I actually downloaded that this afternoon.
Okay.
And?
It's just like Pokemon Go, but it's,
Ghosts?
Catching ghosts.
Are you afraid of them?
No. I mean, they're like cartoony looking.
You're
they're
supposed
not scary
to say,
looking.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Right. Sorry.
Okay. Let's try this again.
I do
again.
Know the words to the song.
Are you afraid of them?
I ain't afraid no ghost.
Thank you. Thank you. We all thank you.
I lasted about 15 minutes, maybe. And the only reason I lasted that long was because it has the song in it. And it's every time you're like, enough of this, like the song starts playing, you're like, all right. I don't know. It's just, you know exactly what it is. It's fucking Slimer. You push the button, you throw the particle thrower. And then when you get his health down halfway, you can throw a trap underneath him and then you bring him into the trap. It's just like you think it would be. And yeah, it's kind of cool that you can do this on your phone. But like how many times can you shoot a ghost with this particle thing on your phone and bring him into a trap? I mean, just doing that over and over again and upgrading your stuff, it sounds like a lot of busy work. So...
It's not like there's that many like iconic ghosts either. Like I get it with Pokemon, because
these are all made up ghosts except for Slimer and like two others probably.
Yeah, that's, exactly. I don't know that would capture my attention for too long.
And the map, so it shows like the Google Map overlay sort of, mm-hmm. and that the ghosts are on the map, but it's just a plain map, like that doesn't look like anything. It's just street outlines and like a plain background. I don't know. It didn't capture my imagination. At Darwin Loves Devo writes in and asks for your arcade one up thoughts, Shipwreck.
Oh, right. So yeah, my Rampage arcade one up, showed up right before the show last week, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let us know that you got it.
Yep. So I put it together over the weekend, and it only took about 45 minutes or so to put together. I posted some pictures of this, and we all know that this thing it's claims to be 75% scale of an arcade machine. And when you hear that number, I think everybody's mind makes that bigger than what this thing actually is.
Okay.
'Cause 75% sounds like a pretty good percentage of an arcade machine.
Sure. Like if you had $100 and somebody said, I'll give you 75%, you'd be like, oh, that's pretty much almost the whole thing.
Right, right. So it's like compared to my Donkey Kong arcade machine, which I set it up directly beside, mm-hmm. it's closer to like, I think I did the math and it was like 67-68% scale.
You did the math.
I did. I measured.
I'm not surprised.
And, yeah, I measured. And
I love that you looked at it and you said, that's not 75%. I am going to do the math to prove that I'm right.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Nintendo arcade cabinets are a little bit bigger than most arcade cabinets, I will say. But you're going to need a chair. It's perfect for kids, I would say. And the controls are like, they're full size. They didn't scale down like the joystick and the buttons or anything.
Right. That'd be funny.
But so Rampage is a three-person game, right? Mm-hmm. You can play with three people. So it's got controls for three people on there. I don't know how you could fit like three adults playing this thing in the space.
Somebody has to use a stick. Two sticks.
Yeah, so I'm still happy with the purchase though. Like for $300, I think it's like if you are seriously considering this thing and you have $300 to spend on it, I think it's satisfactory. Mm-hmm. I've heard there are some issues with some of the units with like the paint coming off of the control boards, just from like hand sweat and grime and all that. Mm-hmm. But I know that you can get like free overlays from Arcade 1-Up to fix that, because they recognize that's an issue. Apparently, there's also an issue with Gauntlet on this cabinet where it freezes up on certain levels. I haven't run into that yet, but I haven't played much Gauntlet on this. Emmeline and I were playing a lot of Rampage. She really likes Rampage now.
Yeah, it's a fun game.
No, yeah, it's a great game for that and a great game for kids because there's not like, it's not like you're going to like, if you're bad at Rampage, you don't really know that you're that bad at Rampage.
Right. It's basically a timer that's ticking down.
Right. You don't like, it's not like you're actually dodging the things too much that they're throwing at you because right. they're doing such like inconsequential damage, but it all adds up.
I played
up
a lot
like,
of Rampage
right.
when I was a kid.
So, and then like not having to spend a quarter on this and just, you just keep playing going. Rampage.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. It's fun. So we played some of that. We played some Joust. It controls well. The screen is, it's okay, I would say. I think there's definitely some like light bloom on the edges. But again, for like $300 for what it is, it's a nice little, and little is the key word, cabinet.
Yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, and I looked up and I know that you can go about hacking these things and getting more stuff on them and everything, but I don't know right. if I'll go that route or if I'm fine with the four games that are there and just kind of right. have it as like a fun little thing, which I think is what yeah. they're for.
Yeah. And I think you got it. You picked the right one, actually. The best combination of games.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the Pac-Man one, if it had Miss Pac-Man, I think I would consider picking that one up as well. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. So, because everybody likes to just play Pac-Man.
Yeah. Like Pac-Man's for the children.
Mm-hmm. So it has my, so far it has my seal of approval if you know what you're buying, right?
Like, sure. Keep your expectations in line with what you're actually paying.
Yep.
It's not a miracle cure for an arcade cabinet for, you know, a cheap ass arcade cabinet.
Yeah. There's a reason like it's cheap compared to buying an arcade cabinet.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, something Martinez for shipwreck. I mean, this is not a word that somebody can.
Yeah.
This is that like might be his scrambled. Name. No, you can't say those letters and have a word come out. C-U-A-U-H-T-E-M-O-C.
Kautamak.
Oh, maybe it is.
Kautamak.
I didn't see like the left part of this handle. Yeah, maybe it is. Now I feel stupid.
Kautamak Martinez.
Oh yeah, it's an Aztec name, and not the Martinez part.
Yes, sir.
First part. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this question is for Shipwreck. What are your favorite retro games that you actually play in your huge collection? For the rest of the catcast, do you actually play retro games? Besides your arcade cabinet ship, do you ever like, go into your collection and?
I do occasionally, but not that much recently, just because I'm busy with kids and work and
right
other not playing Red Dead.
Right.
So
that game's banned. You don't want to play it.
Right. I did buy some Atari 2600 games over the nice. Weekend.
That's not his question.
Anything though. Good?
No. Human Cannonball? Remember that one?
Yes.
I
that's not good.
It got a dollar from me.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it was fine. But if I'm going to play something, I gravitate towards Genesis or Sega CD stuff usually. So
yeah,
that was kind of the console that did it for me back in the day.
I play on my arcade MAME thingy. Mm-hmm. I play all the games I used to play in the arcade back in the 80s, like Elevator Action, Jungle King. I was just playing Streets of Rage 2 with Ty. I know that's a Genesis game, but he really liked that. And it was, we did.
That counts as a
I don't
retro
know.
Game.
We were doing like really well. Like we got really far without having to continue or anything. I was really surprised. Maybe it was always. I don't know what was
Streets
happening.
Streets of Rage was always one of the easier brawlers. Yeah, that was kind of like the appeal of it. Like you could play for
a lot of those brawlers, even on the Genesis. I think the early ones, Golden Axe, Altered Beast, were
you could go a long time.
You could go, but they were designed that way. It's that.
Yeah,
it's,
that makes sense.
It's the idea of it's not a quarter reader. It's not there to collect your quarters.
So. Yep, I just didn't remember that part of it. I thought like, wow, we were doing really well.
No.
That's good. That's what the game's. That's what the game.
That was the idea.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. Is for you to actually have fun. You already paid your money. They don't need to.
Well, not this time, but I did before.
Yeah,
you're gonna get the new one. There's a new one gonna be coming out.
I saw that. Yeah, probably will since we enjoyed playing this one. Yeah, it looks cool. Streets of, it's, what's it called? Do you remember?
Streets of Rage 4. Streets of Rage, I believe.
Good name. Mm-hmm. Good name. I like it. All right. I think we made it, guys.
I think
we did it. Mm-hmm. We made it to the end of the show. Wombat didn't flip out and call anything.
I'm telling you, if we do this, well, it's. Bleh. Is that good?
Is that you, flipping out?
Yeah.
You didn't really sell it. I think you're too tired.
Sure.
Or happy. You're too happy.
That's that what problem. It is?
You're in too much of a good mood.
I'm telling you, my kids did really well at parent-teacher night.
That's awesome.
I'm very surprised.
That's good. That's good news.
Usually there's something, but this was all like, your children are amazing. I'm like, you're talking about the wrong people.
Well, the bar is extremely racist.
We didn't talk about that on the air.
Oh, right. Sorry. I forgot.
That's okay. I'll just go with not my kids.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's cool that you got. It's always good when you have good news about mm-hmm. your kids.
Yep.
All right. Let's remind everybody, of course, they need to go to harrys.com/CAG to claim their shave set trial offer. And follow us on Twitter @VideoGameDeals. It's that time of the season. The big deal. I noticed there's been a lot more deals popping up on the site because it's that time of year. And you definitely want to follow us on Twitter so you get those deals right on your phone. Boom. Follow us on Twitter @GBD, @NewWombat, @Shipwreck. And that's it. We'll see you next week.
Red's done. But Friday was an off day, like a real I'm not going to work day, because Red Dead Redemption came out and I wanted to play it.
Right, okay.
So I took the day off for that, and I was home, and I was home alone, and it was fairly, you know, it was still morning, let's say like 8:39 in the morning, and I was about to get into the shower, and as I'm walking into the shower, I realize I left my towel in the bedroom. And I said out loud, because I'm the only person in the house, oh, I forgot my towel. And as I said that out loud, my linen closet door opened on its own.